Hey, this is Craig Ferrantino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Discussions in this show are for educational purposes only. The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. United Planners and its representatives do not offer tax or legal advice.
And let's not forget the website, ladies and gentlemen, craigjamesfinancial.com. Not only great info, but on the site, you get on there and pre-register for the webinars and events coming our way. We'll talk about that. Dow with a tough finish, down 162. Remember, they lost 305 on Friday. So we'll keep an eye on that. Still over 39,300 there. We'll see what today brings. Craig James Financial Services, of course, located right in the heart of Melville, off of Broad Hollow Road. And we say a very good morning to Mr. Craig Ferrantino. Sir, great having you.
Good morning, Jay. Yes, we had equities really give a little back after last week, and we're seeing it floating a little bit there. And we're also noticing that the, now that the government funding deal is reached, we're just kind of going into the end of the quarter with not really a lot of news coming out there. So Congress, as you know, Jay, and we talked about it briefly yesterday, but they passed a $1.2 trillion package over the weekend, which is going to really fund the government and avoid a government shutdown. People are very scared about that. Or somebody, if you're in D.C., you're probably more scared than you are here sitting on Long Island. And the passage of the bill really shows that we're going to be good until September, which is going to make the budget again, Jay, front and center before the election. Front and center before the election. And so this is going to, we won't have any more talk of a government shutdown. Like I said yesterday, I think both sides just got to suck it up, and we'll fight another day in a few months. And hopefully people will vote. And that's the key. If you want a different outcome, because you know, Jay, it's going to come up as we've done the calculations. You know, 33, 34, 35 trillion, whatever number you want to use. If you multiply that by what we have to pay people, the government, because they issued this debt, they have to pay the debt holders. So without ever actually making anything, the interest payments just on the debt at these higher interest rates are going to be $1 trillion themselves. So really double the amount that we just had to pay 3 years ago. So I think that it's a big problem. It's not going to threaten us probably in the near term but that said, as we keep doing the spending, this could be $2 trillion, $3 trillion. And when the problem is when you're spending all your GDP just to pay off debt, it's not really doing anything. It's not growing the economy. Matter of fact, it's going to slow the economy quite a bit. So we think there'd be some challenging adjustments that we're going to have to make at some point in the future. So it's a quiet week ahead. It's a holiday shortened week, as we said, Jay. The other thing we talked about yesterday, Jay, was the Trump deal. The state is going to seize his assets at $454 million. If they lose the case, they got to pay that money back. Not just give them his properties back, they have to give them the equivalent of the properties, plus 9% interest. They're not in the, somebody blinked here, the state, they lowered it by 2/3, and that was that. So I think that it was sort of a fantasy. You got to realize when Bernie Madoff was arrested, his bond was $10 million. You can go through the whole list. Sam Bankman-Fried, who knowingly defrauded billions of dollars out of people. And the FTX debacle was set at $250 million. It was nowhere near the $454 million judgment that this judge in New York City posed. So I'm just glad that some sensible minds came here and worked that out. So, and on that, he had a stock, DWAC, and he's got a new company out. Just made him a couple of billion dollars richer with the value. People have asked me, well, Craig, can he use that? And the answer is no, just because he issued an IPO and the stock or an SPAC, special purpose acquisition company, because he did that doesn't mean he has access to it. doesn't mean he has access to that either. It has to be up to the shareholders to allow him to use those monies, and that's not going to happen just yet. So yeah. You know, you get a lot of this noise, and it's like one of those things that kind of know a little bit about some things.
Well, you know,
business side.
I got to tell you,
it's the fact. Yeah.
This is why you are invaluable, because, you know, you're right. There's so much noise out there, but without explanation. You know, sometimes you need to elaborate if you are, you know, some sort of a broadcaster via television or whatnot. I don't care whatever network you're on. You don't get that. You don't get the full explanation. You just basically defined it incredibly well. Not only that, as you mentioned yesterday, with the appeal, if they lose the appeal, you got to pay it back. Guess what? They had 9% interest on that. So these are big factors here, you know, and Mr. Ferrantino does an excellent job. Go ahead, Mike. You make it.
Thank you. I know. And I, it took a lot of oxygen over the weekend. Did you notice that, Jay? All these commentaries on this and that. Like the waxing eloquent, you know, Trump this, Trump that. Like, geez.
Yeah,
keep them in the news, and of course it's negative news.
You know what it is also,
nonetheless,
Greg,
it is. Yeah,
but
yeah.
If I can just interject, the amount of condemnation is absolutely, you know, it never fails to amaze me. You know, one of the biggest things I got into this business was because I'm sick of how people were reporting the news and talking about things, you know. But on these various networks, man, I'll tell you, they already have locked him up and put a striped suit on him already with a number on his back. I mean, it is unbelievable. The total condemnation and everything else going on is just incredible. Really is.
You
can't pin it any other way.
I'm not being political. Yeah, I'm not being political. I mean, obviously, this game is
objectively speaking. I'm talking from an objective standpoint. That, you know what, we got to let things play out. Just, you know, the same thing with Ohtani and everything else. You know, we are so quick to condemn and everything else. Let's get the guy out of baseball for life, you know. But, you know, let's get the investigation to play out here, okay? We, you know, in this business, that's what it's all about. So, go ahead.
No, I agree. Well, Jay, you know, don't forget we have, you know, very, very important news that we do want to get your Roth or your IRA. If you can contribute to either one, it's a very, very important time to do that. You could still give money and put money aside from yourself for 2023. All you need is an earned income. Even if you have a kid that worked and they have an earned income, 17, 18, whatever the age is, if they have a W-2 and they made $3,000 last summer, well, believe it or not, you could put $3,000 in for the kid and shelter them and protect their monies for the future. Best way to do that. So any questions on that, call our office, Craig James Financial. That's go to our website, craigjamesfinancial.com. Call our office, 631-393-2888. You can also book a complimentary consultation on our website. We have a Calendly link. You can just go, put it in there, say what you want to talk about, and that'd be perfect. Then I'll assign you a slot to talk to me. We have two webinars this week, Jay, as you mentioned before. 5 Steps to Protect Your Online Identity. That's tonight, 7 to 8 o'clock. We'll be going over some of the latest privacy techniques getting harder and harder. That the 5 steps might be 1 step left to protect your online identity, but right now we still have 5. Very important. And at the end of the week, Ferrantino 15, 3 reasons to contribute to an IRA. Please come on that webinar. That'll be great. That's Friday, Good Friday, the March 29th, which, by the way, is an exchange holiday, and our office is closed, but I'll be doing the webinar anyway in the middle of the day there, Jay. We also have, you know, Jay, one more thing. I just want to put a plug in. The auto show is going to be at the Jacob Javits Center. So I like to, you know, just get a trend to see where autos are and where the industry is going, because that's a big, big manufacturing sector here in the United States. Not all the cars are manufactured in the United States, but some of them or parts of them are, because that's the way the trade deals work. So we'll be checking that out. We'll give you some sort of report next week when we speak.
You know, I'll tell you, I've had many, many visits to the Javits Center. First of all, it's a great place. We used to showcase a lot of stuff when I was in the business of gifts, the gift business, believe it or not, way back. It's a great place, and I've been there for the car shows. Yeah, I've been there for the car shows. It's just a massive. I mean, you need a cab to get from one end to the other. That's how big it is. But on display, you see everything. I mean, everything imaginable there. So used to love going to that Javits Center for many, many a product-type discovery. Really good stuff. Craig Ferrantino, ladies and gentlemen. CraigJamesFinancial.com, great website. And, of course, pre-register. Get involved with these webinars and events coming our way. Still two to go for the month of March. Hard to believe we start the second quarter on Monday. But it is true. And don't forget, tax season, 393-2888, 631-393-2888. Well done, my friend. Well done. And we look forward to having you on a Wednesday.
Yes, thank you, Jay. Have a great day. And we will chat, I'm sure of it, tomorrow.